First of all, who did they confuse you for earlier today?
You know,
or yesterday?
It was
Sean May. Sean May was a hell of a player. Maybe that was it.
The two Joes can kiss my entire tail for really, like, riding this joke. I love Sean May. He's a good friend of mine. I don't think we resemble each other. Look, I'm just going to go ahead and say this on the radio. Maybe Joe and Joe believe that all black guys look alike.
Can I go there?
Yeah, so maybe we'll just go there.
We went there.
So, yeah, I'm a little offended. Everybody looked up when I said that.
All post players. All post players look alike.
Sean's my guy. And I'll tell you this. I'll throw a little bit of analysis in here. I think Carolina's poised for a little bit of noise here this week.
Not because of Sean May. Or maybe because of Sean May.
Not because that's apparently my cousin and we share bloodlines.
So, okay, here's one of the things I wanted to start with. Was Mike Bray.
Yes.
You played for Coach Bray for 4 years at Notre Dame, and he had a great run. It's not an easy place to win. It really isn't.
No.
How do you sum up what he did for 23 years in South Bend?
AJ, I'd say it's remarkable, honestly. I think anybody like you who's in the know, anybody who knows that that's a very difficult task. And not only to win, and winning at a remarkably high level, 2015 ACC championship,
yep.
13 tournament appearances, winning as coach in program history. But there was consistent winning there. People forget 45 consecutive games. This guy didn't lose at the Joyce Center.
Mm-hmm.
This is Notre Dame basketball, not Duke or Carolina. Like, he had what is so important in the game now. They had an identity. It was a program where you knew if you played Notre Dame, they're going to light up a scoreboard.
Yeah.
They're going to take care of the basketball. They're going to play clean without violating. So this was a team, you said, well, they can score it, which is at a premium mm-hmm. at any level of the game, but you had to go out there and beat them. And when they had that talent there, that was a tall task. And I never thought when Notre Dame came from the Big East, which Coach Bray had great success there, to the ACC, that they would be the challenge that they were for these blue blood programs in this conference and high-level programs. What he did is going to be hard to replicate, quite frankly.
I mean, how tough a job is it for the next guy? Not only because the shoes that they're filling.
Yeah.
You know, we see Hubert Davis has to deal with that. Not had, has to. John Shire is dealing with that. The next guy at Notre Dame has to deal with that too.
Yeah, it's going to take an impressive person. I mean, look, John Shire, I've said this, and I think JG kind of bit it from me, full disclosure, but I said Coach Shire will be the coach of the year in any other year.
Zero votes.
That's just not understanding how it works. Or maybe it's just because of Capel did such a great job. Who got my vote, full disclosure.
Right. He did.
Keats did a great job as well. But Coach Shire swept Carolina, won 20-plus, went undefeated at home following the greatest coach in the
right.
history of sport, arguably.
Who lost his last home game.
Yes. And think about the revenge that he got back on Carolina, effectively ending Carolina's season, unless they can do something magical here. But yeah, it's going to be a tough gig to follow because whoever comes in an interview is going to find out Notre Dame plays by a different set of rules that can be a disadvantage in trying to build a program. And how they utilize undergrads, that's a very difficult thing to get those transfers in a world mm-hmm. where that's what matters. You know, the academic standards that come with it. We're not paying at the level of these other you know, programs in the conference, the coaching staff. So it's going to take somebody. Like, honestly, people forget, Matt Doherty did inject a lot of life
sure.
to set it up in that one season for Coach Bray to take it. It's going to take somebody with that maniacal energy and passion mm-hmm. to lift it in the beginning and then start to take it. But in this world where Pitt was awful and Pitt is really good, you can flip a roster in a year. So it can be done. You're just going to have to get the right guy. And from the short list that I know is currently there, which I can't fully share, AG.
It's
but
fine. Are you on it?
No. I would say they can't afford me, but I'm very cheap. So they could very well could. They could pay a couple of me. They're on the right path. They're going right. to have a guy where you don't go, what is Notre Dame doing? They're going to get the right guy and one of these four or five guys on the short list, and I'm confident that we'll be where we want to be. It was time for Coach Bray. It just was.
Right. I mean, the last couple of years haven't been as good. Talk from the inside. His personality.
He is a guy that if you're in with him, you're in with him. And, like, he's also a guy, if you don't know him from a ham sandwich and you end up hanging out with him for an hour, you're going to get some of the best stories
yep.
you're going to have. He's just, and this might have negative connotation to some, but I don't mean it. He's just a dude. Like, he's
right.
just a good dude to hang out with. I mean, he's a loose guy. He's known as the loosest coach in America for good reason. He's disarming. He lacks an ego. He's just a good vibes person. And that worked very well at Notre Dame because he could get guys not to feel the pressure of the moment with a joke, with something intrinsically he knew about you to disarm you, to go deliver. What he was best at was having a pulse for his teams. Quite frankly, he lost that this last year.
Sure.
And I think it just ran out of gas. And so that magic that would come late game with old groups never happened. And fitting, right, it didn't happen in his final game in the loss to Virginia Tech. But for 23 years, for lion's share of that, he knew how to get the best out of his guys. And it was because of the personality and the relationships he had built.
He didn't spend a lot of time barking at referees or saying stuff after games, but he did last night.
Got his money's worth on the way out. Hey, look, Coach said he's going to keep coaching, so I don't know if it was the wisest thing to do because he's going to see Lee and AJ and those guys again.
Is he, or is he going to go to TV?
He's going
to
coach again. I'm not breaking any news here, but people got to see the connection between him and Georgetown. I mean, what he means to the DMV being
right.
Being the mentor, having the mentor of Morgan Wooten there at Dematha,
sure,
that pipeline. I mean, Coach Bray is a legend in the D.C. area. I think if Georgetown went that way, it would be a very smart hire. There's no guarantee it does, but if I look at a job right away where he goes right in, it would be Georgetown.
Right.
If that doesn't happen, I don't know if there's a job readily available this year, AG. He probably does that TV, takes that sabbatical for a year, but best believe Coach Bray is going to be on a sideline again in the next couple of years.
Look, obviously he's a very good coach, but his personality could be...
Oh, he's the best. I mean, I learned from him, man. He got me into this business on a radio side with Notre Dame, and I just watched how he moved with people, and he never compromised who he was.
Right.
Even at a place like Notre Dame, which could be kind of stuffy, he never was that guy.
I mean,
he came in and did it his way, and I took from that... Hey, Jordan, media, some media types do it a certain way. There's a certain way maybe you got to be. Just be your freaking self. Everybody else is taken. And I learned that from Coach Brand. I've tried to apply that to my career in broadcasting.
Jordan Cornette from the ACC Network. All right, you said earlier that you think Carolina is kind of sneaky good here. I think so, too. I think they're one of the teams that can win it. But what has stopped them from winning games?
The jumper. Can't make shots.
Right.
5-23 again in the loss versus Duke. They have to be innovative in ways to generate offense that don't rely on the three. And sometimes it's through good movement, but the ball ends up in guys' hands that aren't percentage-wise efficient shooters.
Right.
So they've got to have an elite defensive approach this week. They've got to play with pace. Armando Bacot's got to get his touches. They've got to try to turn you over to have that defense key some of their offense. They have to find ways dynamically to score without having a reliance on the three-point shot because it's just simply not there. Who they are is who they are. It's March. You're
right.
Not going to reinvent to go on a crazy shooting streak to go win a title this week. It's not going to happen.
We underestimated, I think, the people. I mean, the preseason number one, I got it. They returned four players that went to the national championship and led Kansas by 15. I get it.
Yep.
Everybody slept on how important Brady Manek was in two areas. Obviously, the big shots that he made, but there was a toughness about him that, no offense to Pete Nance, the chances of anybody replicating that were very, very small. And they haven't had Caleb Love moments this year. That's the difference. I think about, forget about Nance versus Manek. Caleb Love, what I said going into the Duke Carolina game, I need a 5-minute Caleb Love performance.
Yeah.
You give me 5 good minutes, Carolina wins that game. Because I think he's 10 points in 5 minutes if he gets going.
No, you nailed it. I mean, that is the diagnosis for this team. Caleb Love's lack of consistency, him and R.J. Davis elevating at the same time, which is what happened in that March run a year ago.
Yep.
We haven't seen that. Brady Manek, the latter, I think, is most important. Of course, his shot-making, huge. But his level of toughness, they've been devoid of that. Pete Nance is a talented player. I do think it's really hard to come from a system for the lion's share of your career, be thrust in one season and say, hey, replicate the production of a guy who meant so much in Brady Manek. And clearly that hasn't happened. Pete Nance has to be a double-figure scorer this week.
Right.
He has the ability. He has to do that. We've seen him go for 20.
Sure.
Then he goes for triple. He goes for three in the game versus Duke. He's got to be an offensive threat to make this thing sing. And it's not crazy to think he can't do that because he's done that.
Right.
He's got to be a guy that's an offensive threat and be aggressive, because that's another way to generate offense.
Let's hit the other two triangle schools real quick. Wolfpack didn't play as well down the stretch. The defense against Wake Forest, they won that game. That was the bad sign because that defense kind of stayed around for a couple of games. What do you think about the Wolfpack?
It's a team I like at this time of the year, honestly, AG, because they've got bucket getters. Yeah. They've got guys that can heat you up. They've got that Kemba Walker-esque performer and two guys, Jarkel Joyner and Terquavion Smith. But the biggest X factor for them that makes them even more impressive, turbulent times, shooters aren't getting their shots to fall. DJ Bird's down low is so crafty.
I love him.
Neutralizes a game. Yeah. If your shots aren't falling, they've got their version of Bacot in terms of a guy back to the basket who can score it. And he can be a disruptor because he's crafty, head fakes, he can finish over both shoulders, and with his body, he uses it so well. Packer is a sexy pick to go ahead and win this thing. I go Miami. After Miami, I think NC State, and I'm still throwing UNC in the mix as my wild card team. I really like Miami and NC State. And then if I'm given my wild card, it's Carolina.
Yeah, my my final four of the league in this tournament is Miami and Duke at the top, Carolina and State at the bottom.
Everybody likes Duke, and I get it. I think it's because, and here's what's fascinating.
But I think Miami's going to get to the final.
Yeah, I mean, Miami the one. I really like Miami. I just think they can be a Final Four team, AG. For Duke, it's Duke's healthy. And Duke's looked the part, and they lead with their defense. To me, Duke's the best defensive team in the conference.
Yeah, they are.
And that resonates in March. Can you lock people down? Duke's done it with the best of them here down the stretch.
Yeah, look, I think Tyrese Proctor's on-ball defense.
He's growing, isn't he?
He can take out the number one guy.
Yeah.
So if Duke plays Miami, you're going to see Tyrese Proctor take on Isaiah Wong.
It'll be interesting to see.
I
think even tonight with Quentin Post and Armando Bacot, if Quentin Post plays for Boston College, Boston College is a sneaky team. So as much as I say Carolina may have a run here, it could also very well end tonight if Boston College has Quentin Post, that seven-footer who they play through and makes them look entirely different because Earl Grant's group's going to compete.
BC's plucky. Georgia Tech is playing well.
It's a fun one this year.
Yeah. It, like, today's games are – there's a lot of different scenarios that we could be completely blown up
I sat there with our boy Wes Durham last night at the end of our broadcast of the Notre Dame-Virginia Tech game, which I got emotional after Coach Bray lost. Didn't expect that. But I deem seven teams that could win this thing.
Yeah.
Seven teams.
I think there are seven, including Clemson.
The first seven seeds, I believe, could win this thing, and Clemson is one of those teams as well.
All right, real quick before I let you go, Jordan Cornett. Bummer about your Bengals not getting back.
Oh, no. Still too soon.
Too soon?
Still too soon.
What do they need?
They need to keep that group. Joe Mixon's back in trouble, which is awful news. The guy needs to get his head on straight. It's T. Higgins thing. Everybody seems to want him, but everything I hear at the Bengals is they're going to keep him. I just think it's all about keeping our roster.
Right.
Improving that offensive line, clearly, which they put a lot of money into, and it just didn't work. You got a Bengals sticker on there, JG? Are you a Bengals guy?
Yeah, I get it.
I'm aware of that, too, 11-2 against the number. It's nice to be able to bet on your team, and they deliver for you. I think they're in a good spot. They do need to get in the draft. They need to get an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
They don't have a first-round pick. They don't have any early-round picks. But I think more than anything, securing that nucleus is big for them moving forward.
All right, and I know your wife, Shay, is a Bears fan. Justin Field, you're laughing at it. Wow.
They're in a bad spot. Although, they're now in a great spot, truth be told. How they handle this thing, they deal that one, number one, they can really stack. It's just a matter of, is Justin Fields a guy you can win with? Is that formula work? I happen to be a guy that doesn't believe so. He can't take that many hits and stay. Is he talented enough, if healthy, to win? No question. You just can't get beat up like that.
Isn't the NFL, though, built to let Justin Fields be the guy for two more years and then just get another Justin Fields?
Yeah, but who wants – like, that's why I love where I'm at.
It's cruel to Justin Fields.
Yeah.
But
that's the nature of the business.
The game chews you up.
You know what I love, AG, is this time of year, just these wild rumors as people try to posture
Aaron Rodgers to the Bears. Why wouldn't we do that?
Yeah, right? But, like, Tom Brady's coming back or, you know, Bryce Young looks like Joe Montana or Patrick Mahomes. It's like – just let the draft happen. Let teams build their teams. Let's see what happens. But, like, all this outrageous.
We can't do that. You're in media.
I know. We got to do that. I just talked to a bunch of students, and I wanted to tell them, guys, you're about to get into a filthy business. Like, there's no way around it. It's just what it is.
Yeah, well, it beats working for a living.
It's true.
That's the way
no calluses on these hands.
There you go. Jordan Cornette, ACC Network, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.